these events where you have to find stuff like little treats and shit. I hate those events because it seems like that stuff never spawns for me. But the events where it's like, oh, you can just fight this like 10 times. Like, usually I can get those in 48 hours.
Those are definitely better. The RNG factor is never a fun thing. It's like you could spend like 120 energy, get nothing.
Yeah.
Some asshole down the street with like 5 energy gets like 10.
Yeah, it's like no rhyme or reason for it. So, like, what I usually do when those events come up where you have to collect stuff is that's when I'll pay for like 3 days of double XP.
Yeah.
Because I'll be grinding anyway.
Mm.
So at least I'm getting something.
You also got to think about it, I mean, from their perspective, too. From their perspective, they're trying to make people spend a ton of time farming this stuff. So when they put these things out, the only thing is that I don't like, from my perspective, is even if the RNG is higher, those candy, like the Halloween candy that we have now, that help you progress your runes further. Well, they used to be worse than they are today. I mean, today I noticed there's a bigger difference. Like, you can get the power-ups without many failures. You can still waste a ton of runes, like ton of mana stones.
Yeah.
But much less than before. Before, they were completely useless. When they first came out, these stupid candies. Like, I could spend like 20 candies and still not power up a rune to level 10 to 11.
In fact, I think that's around the time I joined the game was in October.
It's much better now, for sure. Like, now it struggles after level 13. Before, it struggled from like level 9. You can still fail. It's like, what's the point of farming for all these runes? And the rune, I mean, not the runes, the candies. The drop rate was abysmal. Now it's still abysmal, but at least now it's a little worth something. Still not that great, though. I hate those. I like the events that you mentioned where you can just straight up.
Yeah, that's like so fast. Like the last event, I don't think I got anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you actually did pretty well in the last event.
Not only did I finish everything, but I had so many candies left over last time.
It was another candy event.
It was one of those events where you have to
something with the angel wands, I think.
Yeah, I forgot what it was. But you basically collect stuff that drops from the different. It's an RNG from the chest. Yeah. So not only do you have a chance to drop everything else from the useless runes when you're farming.
Yeah.
To unknown crystals by hordes. I usually get like 100 unknown crystals farming freaking Paymon. But not only do you have all those chances, but you have a slight chance to drop the other stuff too. So you didn't do that well.
No, I think I got two of them.
I was lucky. For me, I was going through the phases of leveling up all my mons to get my 6-star rotation going so I can get another 6-star. So I was actually lucky. I went crazy, dumped tons of energy that I had saved over from the event.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was lucky. I got everything plus. I had so many other like candies to exchange for whatever goods that they had. Remember, like, you had to accrue candy? It wasn't candy. It was some sort of weird thing that you have to collect, and then you spend it by buying the different rewards. That's what it was.
Yeah, there was. I got right there because I got so few of them, I don't even remember what the event was.
Yeah. I don't remember because I got it, I finished it. And then for whatever, like 2 weeks after.
Like sometimes you get a hot. I noticed that on Sunday with, I don't know if it's just confirmation bias, but I feel like Sunday, like those last few hours, you seem to hit a hot streak with those secret dungeons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, now you're giving me scrolls. Okay, cool.
You know what else I hate? When they plan events to spend energy alongside other energy spending events. So, like, you have to, for example, you have to collect a certain amount of cookies or whatever. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you have a secret dungeon or a hall of heroes. And then on top of that, you have the free energy event. Like, not a free energy, the free something else. And then you have to spend energy on something else. Like,
yeah.
Two or three events where you.
I sort of remember something like that. Like, you're supposed to spend energy on something.
Yeah, and then spend more energy on something else. And then there's a secret dungeon out. And then there's something else out. And then you want to farm. And then you want to do this. So you have, like, all these different things. But we're at the right place in the game because I'm not too far in. I'm not too far advanced. Jeez.
My neighbors.
I just heard somebody like drop something.
She basically lets him play out in the hallway.
Oh. Damn. Anyway. So basically, totally lost my train of thought.
Shit, what were you talking about?
I forgot, then you're ADD, so we have the worst.
Oh my god. No, we have to know what you were talking about. Hold on. I have this other thing recorded. You remember?
Not really. Well, obviously gonna edit this out.
Will I?
Maybe. I'll leave that up to you. That's what I was talking about.
I'm not too far advanced.
You hear that?
Yeah, my neighbor.
Like somebody died. So yeah, anyway, I'm not too far in. You're definitely not too far in. So we're at the right point. Like I can't farm TOA all the way up. I'm still in the process of getting up there. We didn't have that much luck with the drops. I don't have that many crazy monsters. Like half of my six stars, man. Not really half. But I would say 1/3 of my six stars are farmed. Like I have 3 of the summoning ones. I have the Wind Valkyrie. I have the Dark Ifrit. I have the that water pigeon thing. Mm. It's called a turkey. The flying turkey. That's what I call it.
Is it like a phoenix or
something? Yeah, a phoenix. I call it the flying turkey. So I got the water turkey.
Why don't you just call them what they're named?
Nah. I like to improvise names. So I got those three. I've got lucky of some things early in the game. At one point I did support the game, so I threw a little bit of money in, obviously. But it wasn't from that. It was like, usually I don't get anything from, actually, I paid twice and I didn't get anything.
So you're no longer a virgin.
No.
But neither am I.
You know what? I paid twice, but I get nothing out of it because the way that the game works, unless you dump a lot of money.
No, the trying to, it's weird because it's, you can't really call it pay to win because paying a lot, you're still subject to RNG.
Absolutely. One of our friends actually stopped playing for a while because, well, actually stopped playing completely.
He stopped playing completely.
Yeah. He hasn't been on in like how many years.
I mean, this friend will not be named, but they put a lot of money into the game.
Right. They did put money into the game. I mean, he got a couple of good drops, but again, he put a lot more than,
I mean, forget him. You see on, you know, the forums and places like, hey, watch me, you know, summon 1,000 mystics or 100 mystics or whatever. And it's,
yeah, it's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get like one or two, like 4 stars, but it's nonsense 4 stars that don't matter anyway. Like a wind succubus or something you can't even use, really. Something that's worthless.
I mean, I guess it's good because if people knew they could just pay and get the good stuff, then the game would be crazy off balance.
Yeah, so the RNG factor stays. It's there regardless. You don't get any more lucky spending money. So
you think it's a little better when you pay the RNG, or it's the exact same RNG?
RNG is the same. And, you know, I've done a few tests here and there. It seems like the RNG kind of selects certain monsters and it repeats itself, because I've gotten the same thing 3 times in a row.
I've had that as well.
Right. It's kind of strange.
Like, you'll get a random streak.
Yeah, out of 900 something monsters, to have a random roll to land on the same monster 3 times in a row right after one another. Or, not even one after the other. Like, you have 12 scrolls, let's say, or 11 scrolls from the premium pack. Mm-hmm. First two would be like, I'll give an example, everybody's favorite golems. You get like 2 fire golems. Then you summon. And then the last scroll is going to be another fire golem. Like, that's still kind of strange. So I'm thinking that the RNG rotates around a certain group of monsters.
They're
like
definitely tweaking the RNG, either on a weekly or a daily or even hourly. Maybe they script it like that, but
there were times when I remember when I summoned my water period, and I've had, like, in the chat, after I summoned it, like, maybe 30 minutes later, somebody else summoned one. And then another person an hour later summoned one. And they were talking about
the readout.
So it sounds weird because, like, what are the odds of all these things happening at once? So definitely the RNG gets tweaked around.
So it's not even local, like some people are saying. It's like server.
Yeah. I remember when I got my Chloe, it was a random summon, but after I summoned her, I checked the chat, and there was someone else that got a Chloe earlier. Like, congratulations, you got a Chloe. And I'm like, wait, I just got one. So it's kind of strange. There's a lot of similarities, different things like that. I think there's a lot of RNG tweaking going on their end, which is okay. I mean, it makes it a little more interesting. I would like it to be a little bit more random than it is. I kind of feel weird seeing, like, 3 things of the same type.
Yeah, you feel a little cheated. It's like they're really stacking the deck against you.
Like, I just yesterday, not yesterday, day before, whatever it is, I had 150 exclusive stones, whatever they call them, summoning stones, from farming TLA, and I had some from before. I summoned three of those Marshall Cats, one of the fire Marshall Cats, like three in a row.
From I haven't seen those in months.
From the exclusive summoning stones. So there's a list of like...
Oh, right, okay.
What, like 10 monsters, 15 monsters, whatever it is.
It's like a fucking lottery card. Like, you go to the fucking bodega, they have all the stuff on the outside. Look at all these people, they all won. And then you fucking scratch your shit off. I'm like, oh, all right, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, or everybody wins a dollar. In this case, in this case, I won three Marshall Cats, one after the other, which is kind of stupid because, like, I get it. You have all the three stars that have the highest chance to be summoned, right? Out of the exclusive summons. And then you have a few four stars, and you have, like, two or three five stars all the way on top. They're obviously going to be very rare to summon, but summoning stones themselves are rare to summon, to get.
Yeah.
So you have...
TOA and where else? Is that it?
TOA, they randomly drop from Kyra's dungeon. They randomly drop from...
Arena?
I think regular. Arena doesn't drop them. Arena just gives you crystals, which, by the way, we're going to go over later on how to free-to-play properly. Like, how to make sure... Some people say wait for the premium pack. I know it's a waste to spend crystals, but for me, for some reason, and I strongly believe it, that I just try to summon as much as possible, as often as possible, because... You know, you wait for those 11 scrolls, and you might hit one of those RNG dead spots, and you'll get nothing. But if you get three scrolls, here and here and there, you'll get those, like... I've gotten quite a few summons from that. So...
Yeah.
My monster repertoire is kind of too much now. I have to focus on finding runes much more than focusing on monsters, because now, at this point in the game, I have enough to build good synergy, which we'll go over also, but... That's one of the little things in the game is, you can't just, there's no point in reaching for the highest monsters. Really isn't. You'll get them eventually. Don't worry about it. Just work with what you have. Max out what you have.
Yeah.
And move forward. And that way you have maxed out runes. Like, I've used my Wind Harpy. I freaking loved her. She was my one destructive person. Like, I've gotten pretty high in the arena with her. Just using her until I've gotten quite a few other monsters to replace her as a damage dealer. But the skills are amazing. You just gotta work with a monster. Not every monster is gonna be cookie cutter. You just throw fatal runes on them.
I feel the same way. It's like sometimes, like when I get like a new like you know elite monster, I'm like yes, and then I'm like oh shit, another mouth to feed because I have to get it up to 6-star first of all, and then I have to get good runes for it, and I have to power up those runes.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's like, just because you get like a high-powered whatever doesn't mean that it's immediately usable, because it's not.
Absolutely. I just got a Wind Joker that I've been wanting to get for a long time.
Wind Joker?
The
black
Lushen, one? Lushen, the one that everybody wants for the arena, the one that does AoE.
I think I'm confusing Joker and another thing.
There's two Jokers. There's a female Joker. They're named the Pyrrha.
Yeah, the female one. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I'm talking about the male Joker, the little...
The with the makeup and stuff.
Yeah, I'll show you. But I just got him, and he's amazing for the arena in about... I would say from about rank...
This guy?
Wind one.
But yeah, that guy. Okay.
Yeah, that one, but the wind one. The one that...
Sprays, I see a lot of wind ones.
He sprays... the cards and does like 7,000 damage to each unit if you power up properly. That's insane. That's like insane damage. It only works. I mean, he doesn't work further up in the arena. I mean, most people further up in the arena past, I would say, rank 10,000.
He's all I see in the arena.
That's at your rank.
Yeah.
My rank, like above 10,000, you don't see him as often on the defense teams. You might actually use him for your offense teams depending on what team you're building.
Yeah.
For me, he complements my build perfectly because, yeah, I might not have too much balance towards fire, but I've got a team that kind of knocks out wind and water pretty damn well.
Yeah.
Light and dark, too. I mean, unless they're super ruined, I knock them out pretty quick. With Lushen, it'll make it even easier because Lushen is a hard hitter with a first skill, with a third skill. He's an overall hard hitter, but he has no health. He's like, kind of need protection for him. He's not that great for defense. Pre 10,000 rank, he is. But anyway, I just got him. The point what I was making is I just got him and I have no room to even like grow him. I have no rooms to feed him.
Yeah.
So I don't have any good rooms to feed him. And I wanted him, but at the same time, at this point, like, I didn't want him.
Yeah.
He just came in randomly from a random...
They're all burdens.
Now it's a burden.
Now it's a burden.
Now I have him burning there like, oh, he has potential, but
potential,
I
have
nothing to give him to give him potential. I have nothing to give him to unlock his potential. So, it sucks. Sometimes you don't want to chase monsters. You want to have a good foundation.
Yeah, work with what you have.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go over that. There's ways to do TOA. I
keep saying we're going to go over this stuff.
Because I can't do... We don't have the time to do everything in one freaking podcast.
Oh, you mean like in other podcasts. Okay. Because I don't want the listeners to think, oh, man.
No, dude.
You're going to go over all this?
I can go on.
So to clarify, these are topics for another day.
For another day, correct. Okay. And there's so many things to go over. There's many details and so many nuances in this game. There's a lot of features. This game is one of the, my favorite games on the mobile device. It sucks a lot in New York City, more so than other states, possibly other countries, because of the subway. Majority of our travel time.
Well, you need a VPN, bro. VPN, and you can use the subway Wi-Fi.
No, that's not what I'm... Yeah, but, dude, Brooklyn... Some stations in Queens now have Wi-Fi in the stations.
Yeah, like at Union Turnpike.
But it's not a continuous thing. Like in Brooklyn, for example, some stations have it, some stations don't. So if I'm doing, what is it called? Those crystals, dimensional crystals. If I'm using one and some network thing fails and it doesn't work, I lose a crystal.
Yes. It's like, you try again. Yeah. You're like, fuck, let me turn it off and wait till I'm back out.
Exactly. So sometimes you have to be very careful, like in New York City, especially if you're traveling. Like at this point now, I don't even play the game on the ground. It's just pointless.
What carrier are you on?
I'm on T-Mobile Network.
Yeah, that's fine.
Doesn't matter. Verizon and T-Mobile, you're thinking like the same way.
I never, like from Queens to Manhattan?
No, from Queens to Manhattan is easier. Every single station has network. Brooklyn doesn't. Inside the train stations. I can play up to a certain point, and when I go underground, you're done. There's no network. So if I try to do anything shady of trying to upload the data while I have like a little bit of a connection, it'll lose it. So I lose a dimensional crystal, I lose 30 energy.
Damn.
And, you know,
I have to be honest with you, I don't use those fucking dimensional crystals.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Those are amazing. Yeah, they...
But it's like the reward is less, so I'd rather
slightly,
use...
Right, slightly less. You're absolutely right. It is slightly less, but it's... For people like me who can't... Like, in the morning, I get up at 6:30, and I have to be at work at 7:30. From 7:30 till 3, I don't play.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm this... Like, I've been using them more...
Yeah.
It's because I want to, you know, burn through that energy... Because I'm the same way. It's not like I can, you know, be playing while I'm at work.
Yeah.
But you don't know, for some reason I was turned off because it's not the ratio. But you're right, because that energy is just going to be sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. You don't have to play this game. That's what's awesome about it. You don't have to play it all day. You can, but you don't have to. You can play casual. You can dump your energy in few places, smart. Like, if you can't play for a few hours, you dump your energy beforehand. Don't use all the crystals if you don't have to.
Right.
You only need to dump 30, maybe 60 energy. There's 2 crystals. And then when your lunch break comes or whatever, you can do a regular Feynman just to get some more energy off. By the time you're out of work, you have full energy. Go for it. And you haven't wasted any. They weren't just sitting there.
I'm more likely to use them if I'm doing a double XP.
Mm-hmm. Another good reason... You can actually keep some crystals. A good thing is, if you can't play the game without using crystals, do it. Save the crystals until you get 9, 10. Or wait until there's an event where it gives you experience. Like, for example, the monthly rewards gives you an experience booster.
Yeah.
Wait until that time. Save up 10 crystals. You know how much experience that is? When you dump your energy on that? Yeah. With an experience booster, you can level so fast. That's one of my tricks I use. That's how I level all these. I have all these 6 stars and 5 stars rotating constantly, always leveling. That's what I do. I save up crystals, just use it smart. That's all. It's not nothing crazy. Not like some sort of crazy.
And use one monster.
No.
Or two if you have. Well, what do you level it on? The 20 or the 30?
I use the last one, the hard mode.
Use the 30.
Yeah, but it's easy. You don't need to use two monsters. I use it out of convenience and speed. Because I don't have much time on the train sometimes.
So your monsters are powerful, because...
Yeah, I use
powerful monsters. For safety, the first time I'll use two monsters.
Yeah.
Then I gauge and if I can just do it on the
one. Yeah, you eventually have to sacrifice a crystal or two just to gauge. Which is fine. Just to gauge where a monster is at. But those monsters there, on the hard mode, are not that hard. They don't hit hard. They have a lot of health.
Yeah.
But they don't hit hard. So, or it's the other way around, I don't remember. But you just, my thing
is... Seems like an important detail.
Well, I can't gauge anymore because I have powered up runes on some of them. So, like, even my leveling up monsters, like, ones that are important, they do massive damage. So, can't really tell if they have a lot of health or not. But it seemed like when I leveled the little ones, like 2 stars and 3 stars, they still put a dent in them. So I'm guessing that they have less health than Faemon. Hard. But either way, I didn't find them difficult. I find Faemon hard more difficult than this.
Yeah.
So technically speaking, you can easily breeze through it with one maxed out character. But it's going to take longer.
And you have to know which levels too. Because I know Faemon, my water war bear, can do that.
Just destroy it, yeah. Any water can do Faemon pretty damn well. I mean, on one of, like, some of my water monsters can actually do hell just fine. Like, very easily. But I don't like to farm hell because it's too much of a drain and not enough experience given.
Hmm.
And you also gotta remember, the reason to farm normal or hard, yeah, you might have less experience and use less energy, but you get equivalent to that amount of energy back sometimes.
Hmm.
Like, I finished the whole thing, I have 3 energy back. So I used 1 energy. Versus Faemon.
So you do normal or... Wait, I'm sorry.
I do hard.
Hard.
If you do normal, there's a possibility that with even 20 or 30 energy, you could do like 3 times as much. Because you get back 3 energy after finishing.
Right.
But you never... In hell, you never get back 6 energy. You're using up 5. But you never get back 5. You always get back 2, 3, 4. That's why I like to use hard.
The other thing is that I don't keep the runes from any of the scenarios anymore. I just...
Me neither.
They're all trash.
Mm-hmm.
After, all those runes are trash.
Once you unlock Dimensional Gateway, and once you delve up to... I'll tell you what I used to farm up majority of my runes.
Giants.
Giants is one of them. This is before the changes, though. Mm-hmm. Now that the changes are into effect, you have to do other dungeons to get those runes. So
right.
It's a little more difficult, but it's still doable. Giant, the biggest thing is the monster used menu. They show you which monsters are the most useful.
I've been looking at that.
I love that thing. I mean, it's not a
hard... It helps you build a team.
Exactly.
I wonder why they added it. That's crazy.
You can't. You can't take Veramos, Bernard, for example, for...
But I see what I have, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
you can... Let me look for substitutes.
Right, but you can't. Exactly. That's the game plan. You don't have to have exactly these monsters.
Yeah.
For example, on Giants, Veramos is fantastic, but you can use a... He's less effective. She is less effective, but as good. Koanamiya, the water Garuda, the little bird.
Mm-hmm.
She cleanses every 3 turns. With some Violent or Swift runes, you can cleanse, like, very fast.
Yeah.
Very fast. So you don't need Veramos, technically speaking.
Oh, there's Lucian.
Mm-hmm. Where is he on?
On 10th floor for Giants.
Oh, because the Giant is... the 10th floor is water. That's why. Yeah, he's good against that.
Man, you told me months ago to get Shannon. She is, like, in most of my teams.
Which one?
Wind Fairy? Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon. She's fantastic. She's fantastic through and through. She's a buffer, a debuffer... And you can put any combination of runes on her.
She's not in my arena team. She's in most of my secret dungeon teams.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the most... Koanamiya... I'll put a link for the most useful starter mobs that you can easily get that are really up there. You can use them all the way up. I still use some of them. I'll give some brief examples. Shannon is one of them, which is Wind Fairy. She's a 2-star, I believe. A starter 2-star, I think. Yeah, I think it's a 2-star. But you can buy her from Magic Shop. You can summon her from almost anywhere. She's easy to get. You can get her easily. Her skills are very simple. The first skill reduces the increases the enemy's glancing hit. Her second skill, attack speed is slowed. Her third skill increases attack power and defense for all allies 3 turns.
I know it sounds stupid, but that's actually something I picked up from you. I wasn't really examining the skills, and I wasn't really building the runes to the skills, which is obvious in hindsight, but I just did not know how to play this game.
Well, I mean, I made mistakes like that, too. I've had monsters that I sacrificed, and I'm not happy that I sacrificed before, or monsters that I didn't think were powerful enough, and everybody else had them, and I didn't.
Yeah.
For example, Light Vagabond and Light Inugami, I just recently got them, literally 2 weeks ago, and I've been playing for a year.
Yeah.
And these monsters have been overpowered since, God knows when. They're really a staple for a lot of endgame PvE stuff.
Mm.
And in PvP, player versus player, the Light Inugami Belideon is one of them. You can carry him all the way to the top ranks. I've seen people, at the top of the arena rank still use Belideon. He's really good. His second skill to steal a buff, so you can focus fire that one person when everybody has a freaking Chloe team.
Yeah.
Invulnerable.
Oh, Chloe is the blue...
The red... Epikion priest, or whatever you call it.
You know what? My copper That's cuts cool. through most of them. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, she's freaking annoying. She's annoying in the majority.
I'm fearless if I have copper. If I see that and I have copper, I'm like...
Well, he breaks defense.
Yeah.
That's one of the... That's what Lucien does.
Oh.
Right. But there's a difference. See, Lucien is subject to... glancing hit against Chloe. I'm not sure if copper is. I don't remember copper's skill exactly.
Hmm.
He might not glance. Let me look at it. Yeah, let's see. I don't think he can glance. I think his skill is a guaranteed defense hit. See, whereas Lucien's can be glancing, but doesn't do much damage.
Here's copper.
Now let's see what his skills are. Strikes an enemy with thunder, the damage increases according to your defense, and ignores the target's defense if it is lower than 50. Yeah.
Ignores target defense.
Right. I don't think this can glancing hit. I don't think I have seen a glancing hit. Versus Lucien's, which is very simple, throws a number of cards and inflicts damage to enemies, ignoring their defense. But even though it ignores the defense, it's still a regular hit.
Mm.
So I think, because I've seen Lucien...
Yeah, him, glancing. When he hits heavy.
I know. I don't think this... Because not only is it boosted by defense, not just regular attack, but it's also conditional. If their defense is lower than yours, you get a bypass defense, like a crazy strike. So
my defense is.
Let me see. I don't think I read it right. I ignore the target's defense if it is lower than 50% of your defense. Yeah. So his thing is a little conditional. I'm not sure. You might have to test that because you have him. I don't have him. To see if he glancing hits. So when it's his turn to attack, to slow down the game and see if the hit is glancing against fire mobs. Because I don't know if you know, but elemental advantage and disadvantage is very, very powerful in this game.
Yeah.
If you're wind, you have 15% extra crit chance against water.
Funny thing is...
And less against fire.
I think I almost never change up my team, and it's 3 winds and 1 fire. Well, in arena.
It doesn't mean that you're going to do poorly. Your team can still win based on the effects alone. My win team, I'm mainly a win team.
Yeah.
My win team lost to water teams, depending on how strong the water team is and depending on the skill combination. So don't get it wrong. You can still lose. It's just you have an advantage. If you lose to a team that you have an advantage over,
I mean, like this, really I know I can beat this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can. You have all 40s. The guy's half has a level 30 non-awakened.
Yeah, I'm still in the 3 points.
Which is another thing. Just so you know, when you awaken a monster, not all of their stats go up. You know that? There's a couple of monsters in the game whose defense and attack are actually higher if you don't awaken them.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And just awakening just balances out the stats. So if they have a low HP, they gain a lot more HP, but they don't really gain any attack. They lose attack, or they don't gain any defense.
You get minus. You have.
Yeah, to... there's a couple of monsters. I remember this specifically. I was looking. I forgot who it was. I was looking at the monster on Awakened, and I looked at the stats, and I'm like, "Oh, cool! I'm gonna get extra stats. Let's see what I get." When I awakened, it had more attack, more HP, but less defense, And I think it had something else that was less. I forgot what it was already. But it had lesser stats after.
Mm-hmm.
Awakening just makes the character a little bit more balanced towards higher game. Doesn't mean that all stats boost.
You need to point these monsters out.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to keep track of it. Currently, I have two monsters that I got to awaken, but I don't have the materials yet. I have to wait until Thursday, wind day. I have so many wind monsters.
Do you always pay attention to that, or is it just you happen to...
It was just happened way to notice back. That. Yeah, but I figured awakening doesn't hurt your monsters, but it just... You can still use unawakened monsters in PvP, because their stats are not really that crazy different from the awakened.
And everyone's, like, fighting awakened anyway, for the most part. So it's
even because it's a free upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, it's a free upgrade. It's the next progression for the unit. You can still use unawakened. It doesn't hurt the unit at all. Like, my Lucien, for example, is still good. Like, he doesn't have his last skill, because awakening gives him that skill. But he can still attack pretty hard with his first skill. So... Awakening doesn't... It's a free upgrade. That's all. I like what they did with the game so far. What do you think with the new rewards for 6-star and 5-star summons?
Yeah, I like that.
I love it.
I like that. I like free shit.
not just that, but, you know, the game was a little unbalanced. Meaning, like, you could have, like, for example, an army of monsters, but they have no skill points.
I'm going to make an army of howls.
Because devil mons were hard to get, remember? You can get one devil mon. This is what it used to be before all these changes, which was very hard. You would get, let's say, a very rare monster. I'll give you an example. Like, I have a fire Valkyrie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a fire Valkyrie. What are the chances of me summoning another fire Valkyrie? It's very, very, very low.
Yeah.
It's a 5-star, natural 5-star. So my skills, before, I would never level her skills because her skills were impossible. I get one devil mon every week. You don't get additional ones. That's way back before TOA, before anything. You get one devil mon. So her skills were garbage. Now look at her. In what, 2 weeks? In 2 weeks, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 skills. 2.5, 3 weeks.
Those are all, well, yeah, obviously they're from devil mons.
Devil mons, because I can't get under...
From events and shit.
Yes, events. Now they're literally giving you so many opportunities to get devil mons. My 6-star summons, every new 6-star summon gets a devil mon at the end. So I've had like 3 or 4 devil mons from that because I have so many 6-star summons in the last 3 weeks.
That's crazy. I don't know how you keep doing that.
That's a rotation. Like, for another episode, it's too much to go into. There's huge rotation you can do. Like, the basics
you,
are...
You, like, your power leveling, I don't know how you're doing it. You don't even use double XP. It's crazy.
No, I don't. I rarely use double XP, but as you can tell, look how many 40s. These, Belladion, my Light Kung Fu Girl, my Wind, what is his name? What is this shit? The Monkey King.
Xing Xie.
That's three so far. Four.
Xing Xie.
Four, because Veramos is the latest one that I just forced, 6-starred. So that's 4 in the last 3 weeks.
It's fucking crazy, bro.
And I already have... I'm 1 5-star short from another 6-star.
Oh, I was going to ask you. I haven't used this summoning yet, this fusion thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you recommend? Like,
for who?
I can make... Because I've been hoarding, you know, different monsters.
At your level of the game...
Then again, I just remembered earlier, another mouth to feed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you have, first of all? I don't really know your monsters that well.
All the high ones are at the top.
You have a lot that's of, level. You know, you have a lot of 5-stars that you're never going to use. You're never going to use Neil. She's useful for now, but you're not going to use her eventually. You're never going to use this Light
Amazon? No?
I don't think so. I mean, it's up to you, but I don't think you will.
What about for Arena?
Her skills are good, but there's better monsters. Her health is too low. Actually, no, it's not that bad.
Because the thing is, I'm thinking, like, I want to have, like, one damage dealer in each. So that, like, in Arena, I can counter...
For the light monsters, Darien... The Light Vagabond is actually a really good damage dealer. He's not just defense. Like, if you build him the way... Yeah, you've built him right. Critical damage. on slot 4, you can drop accuracy.
Drop accuracy.
Yeah.
Next month.
You know why? In PvP, in Arena, I'm used to PvP as a term because I play a lot of
MMORPGs. Yeah.
So, in PvP, you don't need 100% accuracy, technically speaking. You can bypass a lot of stuff with 75, 85, 75 to 85. You don't need as max as possible. It's better, but with the runes you have, you're not going to reach that high yet.
Yeah.
Later on, with better substats, better rune farming, you'll get that. But drop the accuracy. It's not necessary. You could put HP or you could put attack. I think I would put HP. I think his skill is based off of HP. Yeah. Yeah. Go all out HP. HP on rune 6, HP on rune 2, and critical damage on rune 4. And instead of energy, put, if you can't afford it, you have to get a crit rate above 50%. Get as much as possible. So if you can't get it with the runes,
oh, look at that, my critical damage is 107, but it's not red. Meanwhile, her resistance is 100 and it's red
because it's maxed out.
So you can go over 100 on some things.
On critical damage, yes. Critical rate, resistance, and accuracy, no.
Critical damage is just a value. Critical rate makes sense. You would go only 100.
With critical damage, it's a value added to whatever your damage is. So if, let's say you do normally 500 damage.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
50% of it would be added. Or if it's 107%, 107% would be added. That's all.
So yeah, it makes sense. I want to increase his crit rate. Mm-hmm. But if I drop those accuracy runes...
Now, the reason he's so good in general for damage is because his skill is based off of his max health. Mm. The more max health he has, you don't have to worry about damage with him at all. You just worry about health. The more health he has, the more damage he does. Mm. Critical damage boosts that drastically.
I see.
Drastically. My my Darien hits for 8,000 to 9,000 on the crit. And then he debuffs defense. And then he can hit for like 9K or whatever, a little bit extra. Because, you know, the way that it works. But it's all based on his health. I'll show you how I built him. Yeah. See? HP. Damage.
Yeah, I'll just open your shit up and copy it.
Yeah, you can do that. That's how I built Darien.
That's how I build a lot of my mods, and I'm like, alright, let me see how he did it.
And my two runes are energy. I might switch it up to blade. Let me see what your health is at. Yeah, see, look at the health difference though. Just having that one extra health rune. You get it? You're at, I'll tell you guys, so you guys can hear. He's got 19,000 health, and mine is up to 24,000. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But yeah, so there's quite a few things we'll go over in the podcast as the time goes on. We'll go over the rotations, how I'm getting all these 6 stars, for all the basics, basic monsters that are the most amazing for the early game. I already mentioned Shannon the Wind. You mentioned Shannon the Wind Fairy.
Yeah.
The Water Garuda, also very easy to get. You can buy her from the magic shop. You can farm up the Fire Inagami. He's amazing. You have him.
I do.
Rook, I think it's called.
Yeah, he's...
He is fantastic, too.
If I have a secret dungeon up to level 6, no matter what...
Yeah. He is fantastic.
He just like attack this one,
and
this
with certain
one, this one,
and with proper runes later on, he's still useful in PvP on the offensive team. He's really strong, very strong. To farm things, the best thing to farm is on a light day, Amon. He's amazing, the light bear man.
Mm.
For newbies, especially for people who are playing up to mid.
Oh yeah, all that health.
Oh. Yeah, even if you can't get his critical rate high, it doesn't matter. He's
you call him a light bear mon.
Yeah.
Like he's, Digimon.
His health is amazing. His health, healing is amazing, not health. His healing is amazing. Light Inagami, light Vegamon, amazing monsters. Let's go over priorities. What do you do when you first log in the day?
I look at the dailies,
mm-hmm.
and I try to get as much done as possible,
mm-hmm.
and then I go to work.
Makes sense. When I log in, I usually take care of it like this. First thing I do is I do all the dungeon, the Karas dungeon dailies.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. And I do three of them, obviously. If it's two elemental dungeons and one giant's dungeon. Giant's dungeon has a chance to drop runes, so I'm happy about that. But I usually do one of those and two of the elementals. Or if only one elemental is up, the magic elemental, because I think 2 days we have no elementals. The Friday or Saturday. Friday and Saturday.
Saturday is definitely one of them.
Yeah, there's 2 days where there's no elementals.
Maybe Friday as well.
On those days, I do two giants. Or I do one giant, one leech, the new dungeon that came out.
Right.
Or one giant, one... You can decide how you want to do it. But as long as you do three Kairos dungeons, according to the dailies, if you need to do elemental, do elemental. But what I do is I use those three dungeons and I use those three friends monsters.
Yeah.
That gives you four quests completed right off the bat on the 11 that you have.
Right.
Right off the bat. Doing those lends you, I think, one... At my level, it ends with one energy shy off the fifth quest, which to use 20 energy. Because the dungeons that I use add up to 19. So I usually just do some random thing, like Faemon, one Faemon run, to get that one done. So that's 5 already, right off the bat. Next thing I do is jump in the arena and do any of my, what are they called? Rivals? Like, I have 5 rivals.
Yeah.
So if I do those 3...
Yeah, I always make sure that...
You do that, you get 10...
It's like a little notification thing.
You do that, you get your 10 energy back. If you have more than 5 rivals, do all of them.
Yeah.
But do all the rivals, get your 10 energy back.
Those little gems add up.
Yep. Then after, I go into the community, and I send out hearts. And that gives me my 7th. Gives me the 3 arena invites.
Here's how I do hearts. Mm-hmm. I do 15 every time I log in.
Okay. You can do that.
Because I feel like if you try to do all of them, then the timer's just going to keep creeping back and back, and eventually you're going to not have the time. And it's like, what? Oh no, I lost that daily. So I feel like 15 every time I log in is a good number. Mm-hmm. So that it's not like, oh wait, I missed it. Yeah. Because when I was trying to do all 50 at once, I would just miss it. I would just have days where I missed it.
Mm. I usually do it a little bit differently, but that's a good way to make sure you keep the timers accurate. For me, from what I see, is it takes 24 hours to reset.
Right.
So I go all the way to the end of the list. I'm talking about, let's say the list is fresh. No hearts were given.
No hearts were given.
Yeah. Exactly. No hearts were given. the list is fresh. So what you do is go all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Count 6 or 7 up. Mm. And start from there. And I go all the way up and I just send all the hearts out. That way, I get the arena invite and I get enough hearts to summon 3 monsters for the next day.
I see, yeah.
Then I sacrifice those 3 monsters one by one to complete the next daily, which is to sacrifice monsters. Then I go to my rooms and just update 3 rooms. All my dailies are done within literally 10 minutes. That's how I do it. Within 10 minutes, all my dailies are done. So now I can just use all my resources for everything else. That way, if you make that part of your routine, first thing you do is do all of your dailies. You always get them done. You'll never waste the crystals. Because those crystals add up so fast. It's 10 per day.
Yeah, and for us on the East Coast, the reset is 3 in the morning.
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Eastern time. Yep,
exactly. And you have to restart the game, too. You can't just...
No, they changed that.
Yeah?
It used to be where you have to unclick your dailies and click them again in order to receive the dailies. You know,
because I think I have to just turn the game off and back on, or else stuff doesn't... Like some, like for example, the wishing and all that stuff.
Watch it tonight. If you watch the well, they fixed it. If you watch the well at 3 a.m. on the dot, that little wish will come up.
Hmm.
It will appear in the game automatically. They've made it so it's live updated.
Interesting.
Yep. It wasn't like that before. You're right. Before you had to either turn it off or go back to your dailies in order for that to refresh.
Hmm.
Otherwise, if you don't open your dailies, that's how it was before. If you don't open your dailies, you just start doing the dailies without reading them, just keep doing it, you'll waste all your energy and never get any of the dailies done. You have to open them in order to complete them.
Yeah.
So it was weird. Before it was weird. Now it's good.
Up at 3 in the morning playing Summoner's War a lot.
All of you guys who might be wondering about this whole wish thing, don't waste the crystals on an additional
do version. Not do that.
It
no.
is such a waste. It's so rare. It's so rare to hit anything good. This thing is 100% rigged. I guarantee you it's rigged. Because there's time, you can feel, you know, you can feel
it. One away. Every, I'm like, what?
Dude.
No.
You can feel that it slows down randomly. And it slows down either prematurely.
Yeah, sometimes it slows down and it ticks like six more times.
Yeah.
It slows down and it ticks once.
You know how many times I've gotten the exact ticking down to a second? I even counted.
There's like all this good shit in a row, and it'll skip it's all that good shit.
Very slowly.
It's very slowly.
You're like sitting here. Yes, it's gonna land on a mystic scroll. Yes, I'm gonna get a mystic scroll. Then it slowly ticks to the monster. Like, yes, I'm gonna get a monster. Then it slowly ticks to the 100,000 mana crystals. You think you're gonna get that, but yeah. No. It lands on the 3 unknown scrolls.
Yeah.
Six Great. Ticks away. So this thing is rigged. Unless you spend like 1,000 crystals on it, I doubt you're gonna get anything useful out of it.
No, please don't do that. You spent 1,000 days trying to get that shit.
Yeah. Good luck with that achievement, by the way. There's one mission or achievement where you have to.
You've been playing this game longer than I have. Did you get that achievement?
I think I did finally, like.
Really? Oh, congrats.
After like 7 months of playing, it was the one where you have to wish a monster.
It's called Pretty Please, by the way.
Is that a mission or
Pretty Please?
Is it an achievement?
Get a monster by making a wish.
Wait, where is it? Under mission or achievement?
It's under achievement.
Yeah, I did that one. Yeah, I haven't finished it. After 7 months.
Wow.
I just recently did it, yeah. It took a while. That's what I have left. I only have 4 achievements left.
All the new shit. Wait, what's Dungeon Breaker?
Oh, that's an easy one. I just haven't done it. 10 victories, main dungeon, easy 3 monsters.
Oh, you could do that. You have monsters. Done it.
Yeah, but I'm not too far. I told you, I'm not too far into the game. I haven't killed 10th level dragon.
I think I got that one, because I don't see it on my list.
10th level dragon?
Dungeon Breaker.
Oh, you probably did. You just have to use 3 monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a hard achievement, but I just haven't done it. I haven't done 2 Witch Kings. The 7th floor I haven't gotten yet. This little... Too difficult. I don't know. It was a little bit too difficult, even for me. I have quite a few multi-hit monsters, but I guess I haven't really... I usually just auto it. I don't like to manually do it.
Yeah.
It's too tedious. So if I can't auto it, I can't do it. That's how I go.
Pretty much. Because that's your time.
Yeah. The only time I actually go and do it manually is arenas, although you don't.
No.
You just auto
it. I mean, I've been... I've been manualing more lately, but for the most part, I just auto read.
Yeah, I mean, if it's worth it, I auto.
Like, just refresh, look for weak ones, refresh.
Yeah, I do auto for things that matter. Like when I reached 80th floor in Trial of Ascension, I manualed it because it's hard to auto for my team.
Yeah, at some point you have to manual TOA.
Yeah, but manually, dude, auto they all die. But manually, when I, not just click when they're autoing, click who they should focus fire, but when I actually manually play them, select the skills and properly do it, I destroyed 80th floor of DOA so fast, it was like...
It's funny, people see me at work playing, it's like, what is that, a screensaver? Because I'm not touching the game at all. Oh, it's a nice screensaver. Oh, wait, is that Pokemon?
Should be like, it's a revolutionary game where I don't even play. Yeah.
Like, why are you playing this if you're not playing it? That's a good question.
Prestige and glory in the arena. That's what
you're... Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because at work I'll be grinding.
Well, let's...
on a break. I'll be listening to music and it'll be on that.
Just grinding
and
for you.
And usually it'll be in black and white so I can save energy.
Yeah. That's hilarious. For me, for energy efficiency, I just turn off all the sounds. No sounds in the game whatsoever. It's just totally quiet.
Does that really save that much energy? Like... I know when I had, back in the day, Game Boy, like, I would lower the sound, and that did save energy.
Mm-hmm. It saves some energy. I mean, also, the sounds sometimes get annoying. I hear the same shit.
Yeah.
When you're farming... When you're farming Feymon, like, 1,000 times a day, that sound gets annoying.
The thing is, though, like, sometimes I'll turn the sound on, like, a little bit, so that I can do something else. Like, because I don't always hear the buzzer.
Yeah, yeah.
Or feel the buzzer. Either or. So I'll just turn the psh, psh. Oh, And even then, my brain just tunes it out, and I look down, oh, damn, how long was that success screen up there? I hate that. I feel like I wasted time.
Yeah. It sucks. But in the beginning, you know, everybody should definitely go to the options and turn on Power Saver for sure.
Yeah. Why isn't that on by default? What are they doing in Power Saver that the regular game does?
Yeah, it's another thing that I really got annoyed at that I didn't know that I could turn off for quite a while, which would have been useful when I was beginning, boss animation.
Really? I saw that immediately.
Nah, that was... Dude,
I never went to the poor bastard. No, every time.
I had to watch that goddamn guy walk and into the room 10 million times. I used to farm the giants. Yeah. All my runes are from the day before boss animation was turned off, so I had to farm a tremendous amount of
No kidding.
It was so annoying to see that stupid giant every time. And before, if you remember...
I knew that immediately. How did you miss that?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't scroll.
I didn't even bother to check the options. I didn't even know they were there. Yeah. I never even bothered to click my own name on top of the screen.
Yeah. It's in a weird place.
It is. It's not self-explanatory. But if you click your name, it opens up this little menu. I think they did a tutorial of it, but if you play for long enough, you'll forget. One thing about that, though, is everybody should. And I lost an account because I didn't bind.
Oh, yes. I know what you're about to say. Yes.
You have to bind your game to either Facebook or Google Plus. You have to. And seeing how Facebook is not that crazy steady, do it with Google Plus because Facebook can be hacked and they could delete stuff. Yeah. You don't want to lose your account. It's very... Dude, I lost my account. I had Chloe. I had... back then, Rena was really amazing. I had two Renas and I had the Light Epikion Priest and I had a couple of good monsters and I lost all of that.
Wow, you had the Light Priest. Wow.
Yeah. I had the Light Priest, I had the Water Priest, I had the Red Priest, and the Fire Priest, and then I had and everything really well set. And I had Chloe on that account. Chloe was one of the greatest monsters you could have at that time, too.
Mm.
It sucked. So I lost the account because my phone got destroyed and I lost the whole account. So always make sure that's the first thing you do is bind your account to something. Make sure you don't lose it. Even if you don't plan on playing the game for too long, just bind it anyway because you never know. Another thing I wanted to say is, from the beginning, we said that we're not that far into it. But let's give them an idea of how far we're into the game. So,
Well, I'm level 40.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard to get to 40. It's like not a big achievement, bro.
Well, let's see. I'm level 40, and how many 6-stars I got? 1, 2, 3, 5. I have 9 6-stars.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of 35s.
How far is your... monster completion, like progression-wise. Go to your collection.
Oh, like how many Pokedex. Monsters?
Yeah, your Pokedex. How many so far?
It says 260 of 945.
Okay. And how far are you in the arena? What's your best? You can go to your arena and you can go to your...
I don't know how to do that. Is that thing that pops up
right,
and then you can never see it again?
I think no one kind of figured it out, but... I mean, at least out of our friends, I haven't seen anyone know how to do it. Go to your arena, I'll show you. You have to open up the main arena menu. And on the bottom, where it shows your name and your rank, click it.
Oh my god, I've never clicked here. Never clicked here.
The system is not very intuitive.
It's not intuitive at all.
Yeah, but it's fun to find these traits. No, you know what it is?
This is so bullshit.
I'm not even frustrated, because this game is so much fun to find these
little tricks. I'm not even mad, though.
So what's your best?
It says best score, rank 53996. The little sword thing says 1381.
Your best is top 60,000.
That's not good, I'm guessing.
That's terrible.
Hey, my current rank is 3954.
There you go. That's going to be your best after this week if you keep that.
Oh, yeah. See, you have to keep that. So I will not fight ever again.
All right. So my friend here is at, his best score since this was recorded is 53,996. He's at 1381. That's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, you can see how far he is in the game so far. So he has a few 6-stars. He has progressed in the game all the way. He did all the regular scenarios all the way up to the Dimensional Rifts.
Yeah, I unlock hard mode in all the scenarios.
He has done almost, actually, he's done pretty damn well. He's up to B7 in Dragons. Giants, he did up to B9, which is good. Necropolis, he's up to B4. So he's not too far ahead. He's done most of the elementals all the way up to 10.
I'm at mid-game, I guess.
Yeah. You're about mid-game. Progression-wise, you're about mid-game. How far can you go up to TOA?
49.
Halfway. Yeah, you're about halfway through the game. So, and as for me, I'm my best score so far since this has been recorded, I've gotten better before, but this is at, I'm the top 3,689, so top 4,000.
Wow.
1940. Shit. I've gotten to Conqueror 2 before, though. So I've gotten below 3,000. It just didn't record here because the recording feature wasn't available. I'll get back up there. But if I remember correctly, my top was 1,500 in the top 1,500. So I could do better than that. As far as dungeons, I've cleared almost everything that's B10. Necropolis is up to B7. I just haven't done it because it can't auto. I can't do it. The only thing I haven't done for dragons, I didn't do B9 and B10, but it's whatever. I've cleared everything up to dimensional crystals. In TOA, I can go up to 86.4. I'm trying to push to 90. I can do it, but I have to do it manually. So it takes me a while. For hard mode, I can go up to 50. I just haven't gone past 35 so far. Yeah, so I can do 50.
I think I'm up to 28 in hard mode.
Yeah, hard mode is just more difficult mob-wise. And you can't use two of the same monsters. That's the only difference. Mm. So you can't use two Verimos. Or you can't use two, what are they called? Before the nerf, Vertihill was very much useful. Mm. With Vertihill, you could just have two Vertihills feeding each other, like non-stop attack bonus. Attack bar bonus. ATB bonus. So you could just constantly attack. Like, the monsters don't even go. Just keep going.
Why don't you do that in normal mode?
I don't have Vertihill.
Oh.
He's extremely hard to get. RNG. As far as the collection goes, I'm at 374 out of 945, so I'm further ahead than you by a lot. 260 versus 374.
Hey, you know, if I just get all these imps that show up.
Yeah, I've completed a lot of the monsters. I have a lot I just haven't even awakened. I just have a lot of them.
I'm like, fuck that Pokédex.
That's pretty much how far we are in the game.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little rough estimate. I don't have that many low B monsters to play and try content with, but you do. So you could help people out here and there with different things. Maybe you can record things on the way. Mm-hmm. Like if you find some little tweaks and things like that, you can record them. We can edit them in after.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, that's how far we're in the game. I've kept that up for the last part of the episode because I didn't want to bore you guys with the details beforehand. Like, so now that you
just know, bore them later.
Yeah, at the end of the podcast. If they don't want to listen, they can just turn it off at this point and just wait for the next one. They don't even have to hear who we are. It's going to be a mystery man. We're just random people who are giving them information. That's it, I guess. What else could I say?
We need to do an intro.
Welcome to Summoner's War.
Well, you know, welcome to our first podcast. This is the SWSA Tactics Podcast. My name is Alan Christian. In front of me is...
Arsen. A-R-S-E-N. Don't make fire jokes or I will kill all of you.
No, you won't.
In Summoner's War.
Well,
in real life.
Oh. Well, he's heard them all. And basically, we play this game a lot. You know, we really like it. And so we, you know, going to start podcasting.
Yeah, for the hell of it. If you guys listen, awesome. If not, then all right, I guess.
We'll just be podcasting into the ether for nobody. Just to get our thoughts out there.
If you decide not to listen.
Somebody will listen.
Yeah.
There's a podcast for everything.
True. True that. All right, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so let's begin.
Actually, we just finished.
We're
going to edit.
I was going to edit.
We're going to edit this ending into the beginning.
Oh my, you just ruined it.
Let's begin.
You just ruined the magic.
That's the way we go.
All right.
Backwards.